As grandmother lay in her bed, she saw the big bad wolf coming to her cottage. She climbed out of bed, tiptoed over to the cupboard, and hid inside. The wolf came into the cottage. He saw grandmother's nightcap on the floor. She smiled to himself, and put the nightcap on his head. Then he climbed into grandmother's bed and pulled the sheets up to his chin. When Little Red Riding Hood came to the house, she saw that the door was open, and in she went. "Oh, grandmother," said Little Red Riding Hood, "what big ears you have!" "Oh, the better to hear you with, my dear," said the wolf. "Oh, grandmother," said Little Red Riding Hood, "what big eyes you have!" "Oh, the better to see you with, my dear," said the wolf. "But grandmother," cried Little Red Riding Hood, "what big teeth you have!" "Oh, the better to eat you with, my dear," growled the wolf, and he jumped out of bed. Little Red Riding Hood ran out the door and down the path. "Help!" she cried. "Father, help me!" Little Red Riding Hood's father ran out of the forest. He saw the big bad wolf and killed him with one blow of his axe. Then Little Red Riding Hood and her father went back into the cottage. "Oh, grandmother," cried Little Red Riding Hood, "where are you?" Grandmother opened the cupboard door. "Here I am," she said. "I have been hiding from the wolf." Little Red Riding Hood ran to grandmother and hugged her. "Father has killed the big bad wolf," she said, "and we are all safe now." And so, from that day on, Little Red Riding Hood and her mother and father and grandmother all lived happily ever after. Glossary: axe, cape, chin, cottage, cupboard, growl, hair, hood, hug, kill, lie, lay, lane, nightcap, pack, sheet, sick, take care, tiptoe, wolf.